It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, December 12, 2014. Today is the birthday of Laura Hope Cruz, a leading actress of the American stage in the first decades of the 20th century, who is best remembered today for her later work as a character actress in films of the 1930s. Her best-known movie role was Aunt Pittypat Hamilton in Gone with the Wind. Born in San Francisco in 1879, she was the daughter of actress Angelina Lockwood and backstage carpenter John Thomas Cruz. The youngest of four children, she started acting at age four. Her first stage appearance was at Woodward's Gardens, a combination amusement park, museum, art gallery, zoo, and aquarium operating from 1866 to 1891 in the Mission District. She stopped acting briefly to finish school and then returned to the stage in 1898. Laura never married. She appeared in plays written by A.A. Milne of Winnie the Pooh fame, who was particularly impressed by her work in his play Mr. Pym Passes By. Afterwards, she began to appear in productions staged by the New York Theater Guild, which had just opened. Cruz also starred as Judith Bliss in the original Broadway production of Noel Coward's Hay Fever in 1925, which she co-directed. Next, she appeared in The Silver Cord, written by Sidney Howard, which was later made into a 1933 movie by RKO, with Cruz reprising her onstage role as the mother. She was one of the stars who easily made the transition from silent pictures to talkies, and in the late 1920s, Cruz was hired by Gloria Swanson and others as a dialogue coach to help them over the same hurdle. Laura was a marvelous character actress who specialized in eccentrics, but she was never better than she was in what became her signature role, Aunt Pittypat. That sweet, diminutive, chubby, cherry-cheeked, blue-eyed Atlanta matron, swathed in yards of lace and forever on the verge of fainting at the latest outrageous antics of Scarlett O'Hara and Rhett Butler. Her last film role was a cameo as a star-struck fan of Sheridan Whiteside in The Man Who Came to Dinner with Monty Woolley in 1941. Cruz's final stage appearance came the following year in the original Broadway run of Arsenic and Old Lace, in which she replaced one of the original Brewster sisters who happily murdered lonely old men with homemade elderberry wine, laced with arsenic, strychnine, and just a pinch of cyanide. She stayed with the production for more than a year and a half on Broadway and in a touring company before she was forced to leave because of illness. She died of a kidney ailment in New York in 1942 at age 63, following an illness of 4 months. Laid to rest with her parents at Cypress Lawn Memorial Park in Colma, California, her grave is marked with a simple white marble cross which says only, Laura. Her death coincided with the passing of two other great character actresses of the time, Edna May Oliver and Mae Robeson. All three died within 3 weeks. We're remembering Laura Hope Cruz on what would have been her 135th birthday. I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for December 12, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.